It's late morning in Main Plaza in downtown San Antonio, warm and sticky, and a few dozen teenagers clad in the orange t-shirts that have come to signify the student gun control movement line up their signs and prepare to rally their supporters as they march to Cornyn's and Cuellar's offices. Rachel Walsdorf is one of the Students Demand Action organizers.
So the main goal of this march is to get politicians to stop holding NRA money campaign contributions over the lives of their people. And so we want them to listen, and if not, we're going to vote them out.
Walsdorf is 18, a recent graduate of Jay Science and Engineering Academy in San Antonio. She's going to Notre Dame in the fall. She's older than some of the kids getting ready to march. Marie-Therese Morosky is 11. She's from Newtown, Connecticut, and she attended a school just up the hill from Sandy Hook Elementary when the 2012 shootings took place. Her school went into a lockdown.
And we were like all like in a really big closet, just like cuddled next to each other. It was just really scary because we've never actually had a real lockdown, so.
Her family has since moved to Austin, and at this march, she's not thinking about Cornyn or Cuellar or the NRA. She's thinking about everyone else.
Just that people will be more informed about, like, gun violence, then we'll have more people that will help us, like, solve this problem.
And so, they march. The kids clasp their signs and march toward Cornyn's office, and one chant sounds familiar. It's inspired by one of the early leaders of this youth movement, Emma Gonzalez, and a speech she gave just days after 17 people were shot to death at her high school in Parkland, Florida.
The people in the government who were voted into power are lying to us, and us kids seem to be the only ones who notice and are prepared to call BS.
Recall BS!
Recall BS!
The marchers arrive outside Cornyn's office, and they chant, and they give speeches, and then they move on to Cuellar's office, and they chant and give some more speeches.
To keep our democracy effective and to hold our politicians accountable. And when we vote,
the reps don't make an appearance. They weren't expected to. When asked about it last week, spokespeople for both pointed to their role in the passage of the Fix NICS Act. That's an NRA-backed bill that gives government agencies a financial incentive to report criminal activity if someone buys a firearm at a gun shop. But Rachel Walsdorf feels like they did what they came to do, and she hopes elected officials will take notice.
I hope that they're nervous, and I hope that they see all of the young people who are here, because whether we're voting this year, next year, the year after, we're going to be voting that for their positions, and we're going to be voting them out if they don't comply with what we want.
And to those who say teenagers should let the grown-ups handle this, she notes that kids are the ones too often taking the bullets.
If we're old enough to face the consequences, then we're old enough to have an opinion.
Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.